In recent years, over 700,000 people in the Donbass have taken Russian passports. Most of them, by the way, have kept Ukrainian passports. So it wasn't an either-or. They were hedging their bets because Ukraine had stopped services, a lot of services, payments of welfare benefits, and so on. Insurgency, and instead of talking to the people in the Donbass, the Kiev government launched violent attack, including destruction of Donetsk airport, which had been built and modernized for the 2012 European Football Championship. And of course, it's important to stress that Moscow and Russia was very hesitant to support this movement, the insurgency or separatism, in the Donetsk and Lugansk regions. It's not as if this is coming out of nowhere. The West has had some 30 years to come to terms with it, 20 years of Putin, and it has failed utterly to engage. As Putin said, you didn't listen to us then, and now he's no doubt saying it, listen to us now.